from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palker reporting. Afghan president demands Pakistan evict Taliban leaders. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has demanded neighboring Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders from its soil and hand them over to Kabul for trial. Ayaz Ghul has more from Islamabad.
Ghani said, if Pakistan is not able to act against these insurgents under its commitments to four-way peace talks, then the insurgents should be handed over to Afghan Islamic courts so they are tried and punished for their crimes. Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, and the United States have been trying to revive peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban, but the Afghan president said he is not seeking more talks with insurgent leaders, hiding in Pakistan and inflicting bloodshed on innocent Afghans from cross-border sanctuaries. Ghani said he wants to make it clear that Afghanistan does not expect Pakistan to bring the Taliban to the peace talks. The comments drew huge applause from lawmakers. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A gay rights activist and his friend have been hacked to death by suspected Islamist militants in an apartment in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. At least five attackers came to Zulhas Manan's apartment, posing as couriers, and attacked him and a friend with sharp weapons. They also injured a security guard. Witnesses say the men shouted, "God is great," as they fled the scene. Manan was a U.S. government official who had worked as a protocol officer at the U.S. Embassy in Dhaka. The U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh, Marsha Bernicat, condemned the killing. This is